Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm your host, Joe Chile. Happy New Year to you. We have our website, seniorradiobuffalo.com, and we invite you to look at our website, ask any questions you have about this show, about previous shows, because all of our shows are available on demand. So if you missed a show, you can go on to seniorradiobuffalo.com and listen to that, submit questions, and check out our community calendar as well. Our guests on the show for our second week, Toby Laping and also Kristen Surday from Laping Surday and Associates. We're talking about geriatric care management, and we're talking this morning about informed decision making, which is a very important concept. So we welcome you back again.
Thank you
very much for joining us again this morning. Let's talk about some of the things that we discussed in our previous show. We talked about nursing homes, and we want to talk a little bit this week about levels of care, but also about, and you made a very important point, and I think that this is something that I'd like to stress from the onset, that you are not providers. You're people, helping individuals make informed decisions. So you're kind of consultants from that standpoint. And so when we go in, if I were to go in to see you, make an appointment to see you, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to be really stupid when it comes to this. I'm not going to know, and I'm going to look really foolish, and I'm going to be sitting in front of these individuals who know everything about it, and I'm just going to seem pretty lame. That's going to be my own drawback, and probably one of the reasons that would keep me from going. So why shouldn't I think of that before I come in to see you?
Well, I think we are able to use our social work skills. Most of us in the office have a social work background, and I think those skills are very important in putting families or clients that come to see us at ease. We can talk to them in a way where we can gather information, let them tell us their story, and be able to guide them with some ideas of services that are out there that maybe is needed right now or might be needed in the future. And there are many services besides nursing homes. I think that's where people's mind immediately goes and thinks of. But the community and the services have grown over the years greatly. The assisted living category has just boomed in terms of having different levels of care that are trying to keep people out of nursing homes. Also services in the community trying to keep people home rather than in nursing homes. Even transitioning some people who have been in nursing homes out and back into the community.
You know, and I think that's important that you say that, because I can see, because actually we're dealing with two individuals here. We may be dealing with the family and we're dealing with the principal, the person that is having the issues or the, you know, aging issues or whatever it might be. And I can see an individual, unfortunately, because as I get older, maybe I'm getting a little bit more cynical. Maybe it's just not me. Maybe other people have this issue too. And then people can, would say, all right, I'm becoming a burden on my family. You just want to ship me off, right? Well, it's a natural thing, I guess, for people to think, but this isn't the case, right?
And if the children wind up booking the appointment for us to come, yeah, there may be that resistance from the parent initially, but I think we can put them at ease pretty quickly that really all options are on the table, and we're just there to build the relationship with them, to learn about them.
Okay, Toby, and you were going to
say one of the issues that we want that senior to understand is that our job is to try to figure out how best to help them live their lives and meet the needs of both the senior and the family. That's the introduction that I often use, and it says implicitly that I am not here to move you. I'm here to figure out what we ought to be doing.
Okay. When you have an initial meeting with a family or an individual, is it done at your offices? Is it done at their home? Where is it done?
It can be done at any number of places. Our office is an option. A lot of times we're going to the client in their home. I think seeing someone in their environment and how they function helps give us really the best picture. We are sometimes going to hospitals because that's where the person's at, trying to figure out where to go next.
Go ahead. Were you going to say something?
No, I was just going to add that where the senior is most comfortable is often the best place for us to meet that senior, because it maximizes their ability to tell us what they want.
Is there, Is there a dynamic or is there a problem when you're meeting with individuals that you fall into a situation where you have to be mediator?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
yes.
There was a very quick oh, yes in there, so I want you to expand on that a little bit.
Well, there are situations where you'll have multiple siblings, and each may have, you know, the thought of what they think needs to happen. Some may be local, some may be out of town, and sometimes the local person is the one who's reaching out to us and goes, I need somebody objective to share with my siblings what we think we're seeing and options that are out there to help the situation. And so sometimes it's getting everybody on the same page. And when it's coming not from one sibling, but, you know, an objective third party, it's accepted a little better.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, educate me here. When you have a family that's dealing with an elder that is having some issues, having some problems, whether it be dementia, whether it be whatever, is it usually, say you have multiple siblings, is it usually one sibling that picks up the burden and the others are just kind of ancillary?
It's not uncommon for one sibling and often a daughter to be the primary caregiver. It creates stress in families when one person carries the burden. What often happens under those situations is that the other siblings make judgments but aren't doing the nitty-gritty day-to-day work. Obviously, the more people that are involved and working together, the more compatible the family unit and the more realistic solutions can be found.
So It kind of boggles my mind. Let me just restate here that we're talking to Tony Leiping and Kristen Serde from Leiping, Serde & Associates. We're talking about geriatric care management and informed decision-making. It's News Radio 930 WBEN, Senior Radio Buffalo. You have to be so educated in so many different areas to try to do this. You have to make the person who is going to be either placed or taken care of, make them comfortable. You have to make the family comfortable. You have to make sure that you can mediate disputes among the family. And I'm sure, I hate to say this, but I'm sure that there are some individuals that may be thinking too, well, I'm not going to put my entire parents' wealth or nest egg into a healthcare facility or whatever it might be, because they worked hard for this, and whether they need it, whether they want it, whether they feel that's the way their parents, and they can't make the decision for them, or they can't make the decision for themselves. That's the way they want it to be. But we have about a minute left in the segment. But,
there are all kinds of motivations for why children do what children do. Adult children do what adult children do. Ultimately, our job is to sift through many of those motivations and figure out what's going to serve the senior best, and then how to make the family get along, how to communicate with the family. And that's part, our backgrounds include public policy and social work.
Okay.
And you put those together. And
that's where that.
And that's where the skills come in.
All right. Phone number is what we're going to need as a starting point.
Phone number is 884-3277.
Okay, 884-3277. We'll talk again next week with Kristen Serde and Toby Leiping from Leiping, Serde & Associates on News Radio 930 WBEN.